President Trump didn't let his travel ban expire yesterday. Instead, he beefed it up and made it open-ended. Travel ban 3.0, as some are calling it, bars entry from six Muslim-majority countries, plus Venezuela and North Korea. In the case of Venezuela, only government officials are affected. As for North Korea, it's hard to imagine a ban really having much effect, given how few North Koreans even try to make their way to the U.S. So this ban seems primarily focused on folks from Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. They feel singled out, as you can imagine, and Muslim Americans from those countries especially so. Dr. Debbie Almentasser is on the board of the Yemeni American Merchants Association. So it kind of seems like Venezuela and North Korea are distractions with this ban. But just to gauge your reaction to it, Debbie, let me read you this quote from Anthony Romero of the American Civil Liberties Union. He says, President Trump's original sin of targeting Muslims cannot be cured by throwing other countries onto his enemies list. What is your take on that?
I definitely agree with him. I think what President Trump right now has done is try to whitewash the Muslim ban by adding countries that are not Muslim majority countries. And it's really unfortunate because no matter how you coin the Muslim ban or the AKA travel ban, which he calls it, it is still looks like a Muslim ban.
Now, Sudan had been on the first list, but it's been lifted from this list. And there were some people who came to the U.S. from Sudan who had special status that protected them from being deported, temporary protected status, TPS. That ended just last week. Suddenly, Sudan is no longer part of the travel ban. What was going on there?
I asked the same question. Why was Sudan taken off? I'm very happy that it did. And I think that each and every one of the countries who have been put on this ban need to be removed.
So would you urge Sudanese to still be vigilant that they could possibly be rounded up and deported? What would be your advice?
My advice to Sudanese and people from, you know, different parts of the Muslim world, the Arab world, and Africa to be vigilant, because we just don't know what this administration is capable of doing, and we have to be vigilant and we have to work to save, you know, the soul of our democracy.
So, Dr. Almentasser, you're Yemeni American, and once again, travel from Yemen is banned. We should remember that Yemen is a country where the U.S. is helping prolong a civil war that might be causing people to try to flee, maybe even to the U.S. So, given the U.S. role in Yemen right now, what are you hearing from Yemenis today?
You know, even though that Yemen is a part of the allied forces in the civil war with Saudi Arabia, you know, in Yemen, regardless, Yemenis both in the United States and Yemenis seeking to flee Yemen still see America as a viable place to flee to. And we have thousands of family members that are actually stranded in Djibouti, in Jordan, in Egypt, in Malaysia, simply waiting for their visa processing to actually join their American citizen family members. And because of the Muslim ban, it has now prolonged this process. And so, for an example, my brother-in-law, who has been for the last 2 years trying to bring his wife, and because of all of the vetting process that has been going on, they kept asking him for, you know, materials, documentation after documentation. And just when we thought she was going to get an appointment for the interview, the Muslim ban came into effect, and then that delayed the process. We are now, you know, happy to say that she does have an appointment on September 29, but we don't even know what that means now with the latest ban.
Dr. Debbie Almentasser, on the board of the Yemeni American Merchants Association, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.